presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the outer reaches of the universe with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among human beings disguised as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent was traveling westward toward Boulder City in the Buffalo Hills with Asa Hatch, elderly scientist and photographer, to cover the dedication ceremonies at the new Pioneers National Monument, at which Governor Al Carson is to be the chief speaker. But the gang of Pete Flores, Western bad man, has sworn revenge on the governor for his reform administration. And they have also determined that Kent and Hatch shall not hinder them. As our story continues today, several hours have passed. It is evening, and unknown to Kent and Hatch, Pete Flores plans another attempt on the life of the governor at midnight. Meanwhile, the governor himself, all unknowing, chats with his secretary in the privacy of the executive mansion. Listen.
What's that, Keegan? What's the time?
9:30, sir.
I'm sleepy. I think I'll turn in. Is there anything else that can't wait over till the morning?
No, sir. Recommendations of the Pardons Board.
That'll wait. Anything special?
Not particularly. They've recommended Rico Frayne for executive clemency.
What? Rico Frayne? By confounded man, Rico Frayne was Pete Flores' right-hand man. He was mighty lucky to get out as well as he did.
I was wondering, sir. I mean to say...
Wondering what?
Of course, it isn't for me to make suggestions, Governor. I know that.
Well, get on, man. Get on. What are you talking about?
Well, sir, Frayne was only the first. There are a good many prosecutions still to come.
I should say there are plenty of them. I'll have that entire gang behind bars if it's the last thing I do. And Flores along with all the rest.
But Governor, you know what he said. I mean, Flores...
What Flores says isn't front page stuff with me, Keegan.
He swears he'll get you, sir. Just as he got all the others that stood in his way.
You really think that, do you, Keegan?
I'm terribly afraid of it, sir.
And I think I'd better show you just how afraid of it I am. Hand me that recommendation.
Governor, what are you going to do?
Keegan, this recommendation on behalf of Rico Frayne is denied. There, that's that. And now, good night.
Good night, sir.
Now I can sleep with a clear conscience.
Hello? What number you call?
Hey, that you, Flores?
Who is this?
Keegan, at the governor's mansion. It's no good, Flores.
What you mean?
The Frayne recommendation from the Pardons Board. It's denied.
Keegan, you hear me? You listen good, eh?
Yeah, go on, I'm listening.
At midnight tonight, I fix Governor Carson for good.
Midnight?
That's what I'd say. Listen, you know man by name Hatch, old man?
Old Razor Hatch? Sure I know him.
Good. So when old man Hatch come to governor's house tonight, you take care.
What's that? Hatch is coming here?
You hear me, Keegan. Hatch and man from newspaper, by name Kent, they both come. We put bomb on the train, but something happened. It don't go off. They do not get to talk to Carson. See?
Okay, Flores, trust me for that.
Your gates, they are locked, yes?
You bet they're locked. Since your last try, they won't stand a chance of getting in.
Okay, Keegan. Me, I go follow them myself now. Maybe this is night I fix everybody. Governor, Hatch, and reporter. We see. So long.
So long, Flores.
Remember, you must not let Hatch and Kent get in to talk to Governor. Remember, when they come... I see them outside myself.
Well, my dear Kent, what'd you make of it?
Very simple, Mr. Hatch. The governor's life has been threatened, so he locks and bars his gates. Absolutely no admittance.
But that's preposterous. Where are the guards?
Yes, that's something I don't quite understand myself. You'd think they'd be all over the place. But there's a light in the mansion. You can see it through the bars.
Yes, yes, bless me, so there is. Well, what do we do now?
I don't see any bell. Look here, Mr. Hatch. How would it do if you walked on along the wall? Maybe there's another way to get in.
Oh, yes. Well, are you going to stay here?
Well, somebody might come. You go ahead. If you find anything, call.
Very well, Kent, but I still think this is all a wild goose chase.
Oh, do you? You wouldn't if you'd heard what I heard from Dutchy Gann. Now that you're out of the way, I think Superman will see if he can't get through that gate. Wait. Someone's coming.
Hey, you. What you doing at that gate?
Why, I'm just wondering how to get in.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's something else to wonder about. Scare you like that.
Oh, so you want to play, do you? All right, I can play, too.
Hey, what you do? Hey, put me down.
Take a pass at a perfect stranger with a blackjack, will you? Well, come to think of it, you're just what I need to open this gate.
Hey, look out. Hey!
Just what the doctor ordered. Threw him against the gate and shattered the lock. After that, the rest is easy. I'll just get them completely open. There, that does it. Now to get this fellow hidden before Hatch comes back. Huh, behind these bushes will do. There we are. When he comes to, he'll think twice before he pulls another blackjack.
Kent! Kent, what's going on?
There's Hatch. Quick, back to Clark Kent.
This way, Mr. Hatch. The gate wasn't really locked after all.
It wasn't. Bless me, it certainly seemed locked. What did you do?
Well, I just gave it a push and it opened. Come on, let's get up to the house. Oh, look, someone's coming.
Yes, he's opening the door.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
What's that? Who's there?
Why, bless me, if it isn't Keegan. Keegan, my dear fellow.
Who is it?
Here, let me come inside. Where's the light? Come in, Kent.
Really, gentlemen?
Now then, Keegan, don't you remember Asa Hatch, eh?
Asa Hatch? Why, really, I'm afraid...
Wait, Keegan, your memory's failing. Think back. Pictures, photographs, you know, the camera.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hatch, yes. Now that I stop to think...
Now that you stop to think, my dear fellow. A joke's a joke. Look here, this is Mr. Kent, representative of the Daily Planet.
Reporter? I'm terribly sorry, but you know the rules.
Rules?
I don't understand how you gentlemen got in the grounds. The gates were locked.
Mr. Keegan, we've got to see the governor at once.
It's urgent, Keegan.
But the governor never sees reporters except at his daily press conference.
Reporters? Confound you, Keegan. You know I'm not a reporter. I'm an old friend. I wish to see Al Carson at once. At once, do you hear?
Sorry, gentlemen. And now, if you wouldn't mind leaving, Governor Carson has retired. And I'm afraid... Good night, gentlemen.
Well, looks like we're locked out.
Kent, my dear fellow, I apologize. I can't imagine what on earth...
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Hatch. That secretary just doesn't remember you.
Doesn't remember me? Don't you believe it? He remembers me perfectly. By Jove.
What's the matter?
Kent, I begin to believe you're right. There is some danger hanging over the governor.
I'm sure of it. But what made you change your mind?
Keegan. He knew me at once, but he refused to admit it. Wouldn't let us go to the governor. Don't you see what that means?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, use your brains, man. Keegan knows, he must know that if I go to the governor tomorrow with this story, Keegan will lose his job.
Well, I should certainly think so.
Well, then, my dear fellow, it's as plain as the nose on your face. Keegan isn't afraid of what I might say to the governor tomorrow or at any other time.
Why not?
Because the governor will not be here tomorrow. An attempt will be made to get rid of Governor Al Carson this very night. And Keegan knows it.
Mr. Hatch... You're right.
Yes, and the question is what to do now.
Come on, we'll take a look around the grounds.
Good idea.
If there's anything going on, we may be able to stop it.
Come on, quietly now. And keep in the shadows. Kent, what is the time? Have you any idea?
Oh, it's after 10, that's all I can tell you.
Quiet! Be careful. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I stepped into a bush. I say, Kent, what if someone observed us at this? A guard or the police? A bit awkward, eh?
Quiet! Try not to make too much noise. Let's edge around that corner. Stop.
What's up?
Someone's there. Just ahead of you. Hatch, look out.
Stand where you are. The law.
What? Police.
Up with your hands. I guess we got you this time. Grab them, boys.
Yeah, see here. Now wait. Stop.
Officer, you're making a mistake.
Sure we are. What are you doing snooping around the grounds, eh?
We've just left the mansion. We can...
Oh, you've just left the mansion, have you? friends of Governor Carson's, I suppose, eh?
Well, if it comes to that, my good fellow, we are. And if you'll kindly conduct us to the door, the governor's secretary will identify us.
Oh, will he? Yeah, that's a good stall, and I'll just take you right up on it. Up they go, boys. Back to the front door.
I'm telling you, you've made the mistake of your life.
Maybe so, but we ain't taking no chances. In case you don't know it, there's a 24-hour watch on this place. Yeah, and how come you had to break in the gate if you're friends with Governor Carson?
Break in the gate? It was open.
Sure, it was open. After you cracked the lock. Here we are. Ring the bell. Oh, never mind. Here's somebody now. Yeah, I reckon they heard the noise.
Say, what the...
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Keegan, but we just picked up these guys snooping around the grounds.
Back again, Keegan.
They say they came from the house. Friends of the governor's. What about it?
Friends of the governor?
So they say. Take a look at them, will you?
Come on, Keegan. Identify us. We have business to attend to.
Shut up, you. Well, Mr. Keegan?
Captain, I think you'd better take them right down to jail. I give you my word, I've never seen either of them before in my life.
What? Keegan, are you out of your mind?
That's enough of that. Come on, you guys. Rush these bums into the wagon.
Not me, officer. So long.
Hey, get him. Shoot that guy. Hey. Shoot him. Take him away. Go. Go get him.
Sudden, unexpected intervention at the hands of the police. Asa Hatch is led off to jail while Superman leaps away into the night. And meanwhile, the minutes pass and deadly danger comes ever closer to Governor Carson asleep in the executive mansion. In less than 2 hours, Pete Flores will strike. Can Superman discover the plot in time to save the governor? Tune in next time and follow the story.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.